AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. On Capitol Hill, senators are heading home, tabling a bill to fund immigration enforcement agencies amid objections over a nearly $1.8 billion settlement fund to compensate Trump allies. Senator Tom Tillis, Republican of North Carolina.
Under what circumstances would it ever make sense to provide restitution for people who were either pled guilty or were found guilty in a court of law? You want to talk about maybe providing restitution for people who weren't found guilty? Fine. But if you do this, why not for the poor, mostly peaceful protesters in Kenosha and Portland?
House Republicans struggled to find votes to dismiss a bill that would compel President Trump to withdraw from the Iran war.
Earlier votes have failed, but one by one, some Republicans have sided with Democrats to rein in the president's military campaigns under the War Powers Resolution. There was a tie vote last week. This time, sponsor Gregory Meeks thinks he has the votes to pass it.
We should not be reducing ourselves to be a rubber stamp.
Democrats argue the president cannot continue the war without congressional approval. The White House argues the War Powers Resolution does not apply here because of a ceasefire with Iran, echoed by Florida Republican Brian Mast.
We are not in hostilities.
The Senate advanced another War Powers Resolution yesterday, but GOP leaders expect they'll be able to block it during a final vote. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Trump's again raised the specter of U.S. military intervention in Cuba after the administration announced criminal charges against former Cuban President Raul Castro. And the president's called off the signing of an executive order on artificial intelligence.
I think it gets in the way of, we're leading China, we're leading everybody, and I don't want to do anything that's going to get in the way of that lead. We have a very substantial on AI. It's causing tremendous good.
This is AP News. Hockey and basketball playoffs. In the NHL, Montreal's in Carolina to start the Eastern Conference Final. Game 2 in the NBA's East, the Knicks up 1-0 as they host Cleveland. Githan Coolbaugh recaps last night's action.
Two-time defending NBA MVP Shai Gilgeous-Alexander bounced back with 30 points, and the reigning champion Thunder beat the Spurs 122-113 to tie the Western Conference Finals at one game apiece.
I think we just did a better job of attacking them. In the first game, I still feel like we got like really good looks. They just didn't go down.
Stanley Cup playoffs. Dylan Coughlin scored his first Stanley Cup playoff goal, and the Golden Knights opened the Western Conference Final with a 4-2 win over the Avalanche.
Honestly, I didn't know it went in until I turned and looked at Shai. He was smiling at me, so kind of just blacked out for a second, but saw an opportunity to jump in the rush.
Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
The latest at APnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy hitting back and forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.